Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Pat, how we doing?
Great.
Like, honestly, though, how is he always so slow to get on this goddamn podcast?
I don't know. Like, Bennett, what do you do after after Casey says he's going to call you?
I get the text, I click the button, and then I wait for the damn thing to load. Do you have some magic trick over there that I should know about?
Pat gets on instantly. It takes you literally like 40 seconds longer.
Yeah, well, I wish I could solve that. I don't know what to say.
All right, well, my partner, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how we doing?
Hey, Casey. Here, how are you?
Doing real well. And our part, Arthur Muscatia, Pat Alicia, Pat, how we doing?
Great.
All right, fantastic, gentlemen. Are we ready for today's question?
Yes, I feel like my stance is going to be very popular with the Boston demographic.
I highly doubt it, but I would like to note that this is the first time in the history of the podcast where it's not going to be specifically a hypothetical scenario or would you rather question. This is basically just an opinion that we are coming to based on a question, a statement made by Pat Aloisio. So are we ready for today's question?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Today's question is is this. Can hockey be described as soccer on ice? Question mark.
Fact. No.
Okay, so we have a fact by Pat Aloisio. We have a no by Bennett Deedy. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Bennett Deedy on this one.
That's your first mistake.
Bennett, would you care to start?
Actually, I'm so eager to hear Pat's opinion on this. I'd prefer that he take the ball and run with it here.
Yeah, I mean, just so everybody's aware, we were thinking of a hypothetical question or a would you rather before this, and as we were discussing trying to be current, say on current events, you know, Game 7, Bruins, Blues, Pat said something along the lines of hockey sucks, it's basically soccer on ice, which prompted this question. So, Pat, please elaborate on what that means.
Sure. So, to elaborate, hockey sucks. And it's basically soccer on ice. I mean, yeah, it's an extremely boring sport. It's so hyped up. Everyone's always like, but the fights, dude. But the fights happen, what, like once every 10 games or so? And no one
how
ever.
Often, how often do full-blown fist fights happen in other sports? Once per game?
But it's not hyped up as if they happen once per game.
But like, how often is there even physical contact in soccer?
Dude, I'm not defending soccer. Soccer sucks balls, and I'm comparing it to hockey because they both suck.
Well, we can at least agree on the soccer point.
And then besides the, like, excitingness factor that I think they're comparable, if you literally
– is what you're looking for.
What did I say, excitingness?
Excitingness.
Yeah, might be. If you literally take the sports for what they are and switch out a hockey puck with a soccer ball and switch out hitting it with the stick versus your feet, you have the exact same sport as soccer. And not only that, it's the same scoring level. Because in a way, you could say basketball.
Pat, you still with us? Damn it.
He's still on. I don't know what's happening.
Can you guys not hear me?
We couldn't hear you just now. You're back.
Oh, shit. Where did it leave off?
You said you could say basketball, but, and then it cut off.
Oh, I was saying you could say basketball is the same thing where it's just like soccer, but the difference is at least with basketball, you're getting 100 points of excitement and like cool dunks and shit like constantly throughout the game. Whereas hockey, it's like you're at your local ice rink just watching guys skate around for 20 minutes and nothing happens.
What are you talking about? You're watching guys skate around and nothing happens. Have you ever watched hockey before?
Yeah, this is what happens. Someone gets the puck, they dump it down into the other zone. Everyone skates down and then holds it against the fucking boards. And then the other team gets the puck and then does the same thing. And you just do that for 20 minutes. Maybe you'll get a power play where they just pass it back and forth. It's so boring.
I almost can't entertain like this description of hockey. It's absolute garbage.
Well, that, Bennett, that's why we're firmly on the side of hockey not being soccer.
Yeah, I mean, Pat, it's hard to believe that you actually believe what you're saying when you're just dishing out such an inaccurate description of a sport. Like how you just described hockey is how I could, in a completely assholic type of way, describe any sport. People running up and down the court, passing a ball, like. Just nonsense.
Do an example of what you just said. Describe a sport in a asshole way.
I mean, you didn't give any description. That's my point. You left out every element of the game.
But what elements am I missing? Because that's really what it is.
You tell me what elements you're missing.
You're the one who's saying it, so why don't you tell me?
But you know what you're missing, so tell me.
Dude,
it's one. Tell me,
it's like first grade. No, you.
Like, I mean, I'm still waiting for you to tell me because you clearly know that you're spewing nonsense right now. It's literally one of the most aggressive sports that you could possibly watch. It's insanely physical. It's insanely fast.
These guys are insanely fast.
These guys are padded the fuck up.
I mean, hockey's probably the only sport where they move faster than soccer.
Oh, my God. And, Pat, here's my thing. If you're just going to be, like, vaguely say, oh, they both suck, hockey and soccer, so I'm going to compare them, then, again, your argument, like, stands on nothing because you have no specific points. What I'm saying is that to draw any comparison at all, unless you have, like, no clue as to how sports work, and to you it's just all the same. There's a bunch of people running around, there's a ball, there's a net, like you know nothing about sports. But hockey and soccer specifically, outside of the most like vague perspective of the sport, is nothing alike at all. I mean, in soccer, the second every single, like, it's all fake contact where people are just pretending to get hit. It's pathetic.
Yeah,
everybody
knows
that.
It's the worst.
In hockey, they get fucked up beyond belief. And then, if that's not enough, they take off their gloves, they square up, and they fist fight until the ice is covered in blood. How are they the same at all?
I mean, I just gave those descriptions where – yeah, that happens once every 20 games. And the hitting, I agree they hit hard, but it's not like football where someone's getting hit hard every single play. Like, how many times throughout a game are you realistically seeing a big hit? And is it frequent enough over an hour where it could be something that's, like, looked forward to?
To answer your question, I would say yes, you can look forward to it, especially in playoff hockey because it's very consistent.
Yeah.
And outside of massive hits that you would see in football more frequently, I'll give you that, but that's not what we're arguing.
I mean, listen, but not much more frequently. I think he's underestimating how often people get hard checked in a hockey game and go to the
ground. The time.
Yeah.
And outside of those, like, career-ending hits or just absolute, like, demolishes – how, Casey, how physical is the entirety of the game?
It's I think it's the most physical game. Like,
yeah.
Cause everything you're doing in, like, in, even in football, like, obviously people are touching, like, in contact more, but that you're talking about, like, you have eight guys lining up on a fucking line or however many people are on the O&D line. And then they just push on each other as hard as possible. Now that's very physical. But in hockey, you're talking about people are moving so goddamn fast that any hit is detrimental to someone's, like, health and life. They're constantly losing teeth, breaking stuff. Char just broke his jaw.
Char just wore a puck, basically a rock, off the face, and is now back playing again.
To Bennett's point, I mean, to Pat's point, which isn't really a point, as Bennett perfectly ripped apart, because the only people who compare games on that high of a level of like, well, you're just putting something into a net. It's like, yeah, that's 3 out of 4 major sports. Like, that's not a comparison of anything. How much bigger is a soccer field than a hockey rink?
That's the other thing, dude. Bigger.
Dude, it takes forever. For
and the crazy part is they score at the same rate.
What's crazy about that?
That it's fucking boring, dude. You're never going to see, it ended in a tie again. Sweet.
Ended in a tie?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Have you never seen a shootout? It's like one of the most exciting moments in hockey.
It's like after overtime is what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you watch the whole game, and then it goes to overtime, and then they don't score in overtime, so one team automatically is going to get a tie, even if they technically lose, and the other team is going to get a BS win because they had 5 guys that could do a penalty shot better than the other team, even though they might have gotten like outplayed the whole game. It'd be like a home run derby at the end of baseball.
No.
Yes.
No, it wouldn't.
And going back to your injury comment, like, I'm not saying hockey isn't tough or physical, but like, yeah, it's Char got a broken jaw, like, sweet. So that happened, and then what? Like, how does that add to the excitement?
No. We're not going to stick with this one instance of someone breaking their jaw from a puck as what adds to the excitement relative to the aggressiveness within hockey. Like, that's one sole occurrence, whereas do you know how many, like, I don't ask me because I can't name them, but one other player on the Bruins is already out with a concussion because he got lit up one of the first games. Pat, if you go back and watch like a highlight reel of just the championship series so far, I think that alone would like change your mind on whether or not the physicality adds to the excitement of hockey. It's constant.
I've seen it, dude. I've fucking followed the Blackhawks very closely when they were winning all their Stanley Cups and watching all those playoff games like in really exciting environments. And it's just, it has nothing to do with me not being familiar with the sport. And I don't get how you guys can like say my description of the two sports like doesn't count.
It's not that it doesn't count. Of course you're right, but it's on such a basic level of, you know, there's people trying to put something into a net essentially, but you're switching like to be like, but just switch the ground for ice and switch their feet for a stick and switch a ball for a puck. It's like, those are monumental differences in us in such a small game.
It's almost like comparing a bunch of like shitty drivers going around a track in like a Toyota Prius versus professionals in like McLaren F1s.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like at a glance, but it's not even, and even that's more comparable than these two sports. Like, nothing about the detail of the game is the same at all. Because now we could even loop basketball into this and draw comparisons there. But I'm sure you wouldn't agree that it's the same thing as hockey and soccer, would you?
Well, I guess the difference of basketball, those two in my mind, is that there's such little like variability in the nuances and detail compared to basketball. So like, for example, the exciting plays in hockey, you would say, would be someone getting fucked up, like you said. Would you count someone getting injured as something different than that, or yes or no?
No, I mean, someone getting fucked up and someone getting injured is the same.
Okay, so fight.
I'm not saying that like someone getting injured requires it being exciting, but yes, how like crazy aggressive hockey is part of why people love it, as well as the fights. But I know where you're going with this. You're going to start to talk about, like, all of the, like, moves in basketball, like crossovers and this and that and, like, dunking and all that shit. Hockey and soccer have that too. You just don't play them, so you don't know them as well. Like, if you watch a sick offensive move in hockey, that's pretty cool to see. If you watch a sick goal, whether it's a slap shot or they faked out the goalie or it was a wrist shot, like, all of those elements are in hockey as well.
Yeah, I agree. And this loops back to my biggest defense from the start. So a guy does a sweet move in hockey. Let's say the game is 2-1. That's how it ends. So that means you've seen 3 sweet moves over an hour of playing time, which realistically took like 2.5 hours. Whereas let's go to basketball. It's been 197. How many sweet moves have you seen throughout that whole time?
Literally, well, I actually don't think that the amount. I actually don't think that's true at all. The outcome in terms of the scoring is not a reflection as to what you saw throughout the
game. I'm with Bennett on that exactly. Dude, half of the points in basketball are because someone stood 4 feet beyond the 3-point arc and drained a shot because they're that good at shooting.
Can you at least admit that, like, even if you took 10% of the points being cool points, that it's still way more than hockey?
But it's not that it's a cool point. It's that in hockey is literally nonstop. They barely take a timeout. They're switching guys in with fresh legs every fucking 3 minutes. They're constantly changing shifts. They are going balls to the wall the entire time. And the reason it's so exciting is because there's, like, the close call every fucking time they take a shot. You never – not to mention – there's a guy in basketball, once the shot is off, there's nobody – you can't goaltend. There's literally a goaltender in hockey trying to stop every single point from getting
That's
in.
Literally covering the – like, basically the entire length of the net.
Yeah, and whose body – first off, and another thing with soccer, how goddamn big do they need that net to be for someone to fucking score in soccer? Like, could it get any bigger? It's like half the size of the already massive field. What a trash sport. That should be an entirely different conversation.
They should double the size of the hockey goals.
No. Dude, what are you kidding me? No.
I mean, if
they should make it like lacrosse, so it ends like 15 to 10.
No, fuck lacrosse, dude. I don't even want to talk about lacrosse. I've never watched a professional or will watch any just lacrosse game in general. It's cool. I just don't watch it. And also, I'll admit, I watch playoff hockey. I'm not a huge hockey fan. Like, most hockey teams I've known, you know, the school we went to, it just, like, gets douchey, like, all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not – but I will say it's, like – I mean, you watch hockey, it's an insanely aggressive sport. Like, those guys, especially in the pros, are tough as fuck. Like Casey said, it's nonstop. The fighting element.
Nonstop, like nothing, though. It's nonstop, non scoring.
No, it's nonstop, it's like fucking 120 boring. Mile an hour slap shots with a glove save by the goaltender. And then immediately
it's not,
back
though.
Into playing.
No, it literally is. If you look at how many shots there are on net throughout the course of the game, you're
there's
actually
like
going
to 20
be
to 30, right?
No.
There's you're like
per
probably
team,
saves a game.
Per team.
No, 20 shots per team. Dude, there's a shot on net like almost every exchange at some point.
What number would you say?
I would say well over 50.
Yeah, I said they usually have close like 40 to 45 saves per goaltender per game, which means there had
to
at least
to
have been 100
shots
on net.
Yeah. 100 shots on net, same amount of points that are scored in
which,
basketball.
Which, by the way, Pat, yeah, it's the exact same number. 200 points in basketball is essentially 100 shots on net.
The difference is it's just that much more challenging to get the puck in the net because there's someone blocking it.
Yeah, they don't have a fucking...
Yeah, that much more boring.
There's no penalty where a guy gets to stand 10 feet away from the net unguarded and take a shot for 1 point.
I would actually argue that on all of these remaining sports, whether it's football, basketball, like low-scoring games are always so exciting to watch.
Yes, fact.
So just the fact that these are low scoring games naturally, like only a few goals, couple goals, one, like it doesn't mean shit.
The Super Bowl was one of like the worst ranked Super Bowls this year, and the score is 13-3.
So are you claiming that completely disproves my point about low-scoring games in general?
It doesn't completely disprove it, but I'm just giving you a counter-argument.
Quite frankly, I won't even take that as a counter-argument.
Well, that's... 'Cause
I've talked to you about low-scoring games before, and you love them.
I've never had that conversation with you in my life.
I made that up. No, listen, Pat, come on, dude. Like, can we get back to hockey and soccer are for people that actually have any interest in respect for sports. They're nothing alike.
I mean, they're literally the exact same sport, and I painted that out for you guys, and you guys just said no. Even the positions are almost called the same. You have forwards, you have goalies, you have defensemen, and instead of midfielder, it's what's it called in hockey? Not midfielder.
Center?
Yeah, center.
Listen, how many people are on the field in soccer at a time? 9 per team?
11, I think.
11?
I think so.
Aren't there 5 guys plus a goaltender in hockey?
Yes.
In a way more contained environment where everyone's moving fast and hitting as hard and as frequently as they want.
Yeah, they're moving really fast, not scoring any goals. That's really impressive how quickly they can not score.
Also, Casey, I think that like the goon player, like the idea of having a goon in hockey, someone that comes out just to defend their team. Yeah. It's one of the coolest notions in sports. Like watching Sean Thornton back in the day or however many years ago that was, like it's literally to me it's one of the coolest aspects of all sports across the board. Just this one guy that if you fuck with his team, his jaw, it's on for him and he's just gonna come out and hunt down the dude that injured his player or cheap shot, whatever it might be, and just fuck him up. There's nothing like that in soccer whatsoever, let alone like the majority of all the other sports.
Yeah, soccer sucks too. They have a lot in common with each other. I'm not going to accept coolness for your argument like you try and do for every podcast.
What are you talking about?
You always say how whatever side you have is so cool. Casey, do you know how cool it'd be to live as a mountain man?
Yeah, no, it's definitely true, Ben. It doesn't have to be necessarily the word cool, but it's like, no, it's pretty much the word cool. When you were talking about dying from the dragon, you're like, what's a cooler way to die than they're being burned alive?
That, how cool it would be to live as a mountain man. How cool it'd be to control the weather. Dude, that's like you say it.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Fucking so cool.
Just be a little bit more cool. Just do it a little cooler.
You know, like cool.
A bit just more cool.
And just better. Just be better. Listen. Pat, coming from the dude that you, Pat, you live in La La Land. Like, delusion embodies your mind. You think that you could last 30 seconds with Floyd Mayweather. And now you're telling me that hockey and soccer are the same. Like, what planet are you from? What are you talking about?
I mean, do I have to repeat my points? How they have all the same position names and it's the same sport. It's just on ice versus grass. And instead of kicking, fucking sticks.
So do you agree? I mean, if you're talking about position names and number of players, are we looping basketball into this too? Did you already admit that? Well,
Bennett, you know
basketball doesn't have forwards and defensemen. Like, everyone plays offense.
Doesn't have forwards?
Yeah.
Doesn't have forwards. Yeah. They make up almost 50% of of the five players on the team, on the court.
Okay, so I know the name is the same, but I'm saying, like, position-wise, the forwards don't stand on – listen, the forwards don't stand on the offensive side of the court waiting for the ball to get to them. It's not the same at all. The goalie, the center, doesn't wait by the defensive side of the basketball court.
I mean, listen. What's funny about this is that, Pat, you're right. There are plenty of similarities to hockey and soccer on a high level, but it's literally as if a person looked at soccer and said, how do I make this five times more exciting? Oh, I know. I'll give them huge sticks that they need to use that they could kill each other with made of wood. I'll make it a puck and not a little inflatable pussy-ass beach ball. I will give them skates that are razor sharp, not – that can cause some serious damage to people, and I'll put it on ice and force them to skate, which causes them all to move three times faster in a rink that's three times smaller. And I'll make the net 1/6 the size and put a guy's body in there who essentially covers the entire net and see if they can put the little puck past him.
Fuck it. Might as well add fist fighting as well.
But, dude, how cool is a penalty box? The fact that they just have to sit in there because they committed
– it's incredibly cool.
Yeah, Ben, it's wearing off on you. And I'll even agree at that point that it's five times more exciting. The problem with your math here is soccer is 0% exciting, so five times zero is also zero, where they both suck.
Well, I can't disagree with soccer math. So you
Casey, definitely... Pat, what would you say to some asshole – that came up to you and said that cricket and baseball were the exact same sport?
I mean, I would break it down where they're clearly not.
Okay, listen, dude, you literally just proved both of our – you literally just, like, solidified everything that Casey just said and disproved.
That is exactly – that is exactly how? What I just said to you, Pat. I just
– cricket is the same as – your ass. You asked me if I agreed with it. I said no, and then you said that proves your point. How does that work?
Casey,
it's exactly what just happened. He just said, what would you do if somebody said compared baseball and cricket? You said I would analyze it, break it down, and prove to them that it's not. That's exactly what I just did with your comparison of soccer and hockey.
That's what you tried to do.
I just cricketed you like I'm from a goddamn Bug's Life.
You guys are brainwashed from, like, growing up in Boston and all of the hockey douches being like,
dude, I don't
care. Yo, dude, Mike Ruzioni, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I can't tell you shit about hockey other than that it's fun as fuck to watch, especially in playoffs. And to compare it to soccer just makes you a fool.
All right, listen, we've nailed it on the head here. Let's hear what the listeners have to think. Listeners, if you described, can hockey be described as soccer on ice? ? Listeners, let us know what you think. Can it be described as soccer on ice? Pat says it's very similar. Positions are the same. Basically take out, you know, the stick, puck with the ball. It's essentially the same sport, same people, doing the same things.
Same purpose, boringness.
Same objective. Same boringness. 5x00. Or do you think that it's exciting AF, like me and Bennett? Let us know what you think. Drop us a line. Speak hypothetically at yahoo.com. Good night, people. We love you. Good job today, fellas.
Good job.
Good night.